Seniors who miss the first deadline to sign up for Medicare's prescription drug program won't have to pay a federal penalty if they sign up for an approved alternative. It's a message that state health officials hope to spread by going to places like the Madison Senior Center.
Welcome to the Madison Senior Center and South Madison Coalition Nutrition Site. Do we have anyone celebrating birthday today?
The routine announcements got only partial attention from those at the Senior Center. People were all ears, though, when the conversation turned to Medicare's new prescription drug plan. State Health Secretary Helene Nelson stopped by with information about Wisconsin's version. In doing so, she took care not to break what she says are the cardinal rules of visiting older persons. Don't interrupt card games or lunch. She quickly told those assembled that more than 100,000 are enrolled in Wisconsin's alternative to the federal prescription program.
If you haven't decided what's best for you, consider senior care. If you choose it by June 30th, it will be a program that will protect you against the federal government penalties, even if later you decide to enroll in Medicare Part D.
While at the Senior Center, Nelson heard criticism about Medicare's prescription plan. 76-year-old Audrey Speth of Madison says the pressure of a federal deadline prompted her to sign up for a health plan she doesn't fully understand.
People were sitting in tears at the first meeting we all came to because nobody really and truly knew what to do. And I think what the federal government did to each and every one of us was completely wrong.
The complexity of the federal program, combined with misinformation from the government itself, have prompted calls to extend the Medicare deadline so seniors won't be penalized. But Democrat Herb Cole says a bill doing that won't make it through a Republican-controlled Congress just yet.
I hope the political pressure will build between now and the fall, particularly with an election that they face in November, so that the Republicans in Congress will accede to that pressure.
Some Republicans are breaking rank with the president and advocating an extension to sign up for Medicare Part D. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.